The Journey, page 77.
No one could have been happier than I was when Mum got herself a new boyfriend. But after a couple of months with Olivier, she was starting to develop some pretty embarrassing verbal tics. For example, she never said OK anymore. Instead, she said, "Hip cool wee." Coming from Olivier, with his great French accent, it was hip cool indeed. Coming from Mum, it was just a bit sad. Anyway, it was getting close to the summer holidays. Normally, I would have gone and stayed with Dad, but that year he had been promoted at work and had to spend 2 months digging in the dust in Saudi Arabia. Mum didn't want me to go there. I definitely didn't want to go there. So I had to go on holiday with her and Ollie instead. "You are so lucky," said my best friend Emma. 2 weeks in the south of France. 2 weeks with a French boy." Oh yeah. Ollie's godson from Paris was coming too. Axel was his name. He was going to catch the train across country and meet us in the seaside town near Saint-Tropez where Ollie had grown up. Axel was 16. I was 14. Emma predicted the perfect opportunity to improve international relations. "Axel!" Ollie shouted down the platform. I scanned the passengers getting off the train for my future French husband, making sure I looked as good as possible for the moment when we first locked eyes. You have no idea how long it took me to get ready that morning. I wore an outfit I bought with the money Dad sent to make up for the fact I wouldn't be holidaying with him. Great jeans, a cute top, a pair of shoes that were killing my feet. "Axel!" Eventually, there was no one left on the platform but me, Mum, Ollie, and one super gorgeous French boy. His clothes were great. His hair was great. His face was great. And, be still my beating heart, he was a nice guy with it. He was actually helping some poor guy in a wheelchair with his bags. "Hey, Ollie!" A poor guy in a wheelchair who was addressing my future stepfather by name. The gorgeous boy walked straight past us and into the arms of his waiting girlfriend. "Axel, this is Sima." Ollie introduced me to the cripple. "Nice shoes," said Axel. I glanced down at his feet, dressed in what appeared to be a cross between 1970s platforms and medieval torture instruments, and felt more than a little bit weird. So much for my fantasy that I'd spend the next 2 weeks floating along the beach in the company of a dashing French god, listening to compliments drop from his lips in that fabulous accent until I couldn't stop myself from hurling him onto the sand and covering him with kisses. There was to be no floating along the beach with Axel. Ollie had to carry him down the steps and across the sand to the island of beach blankets Mum set up every morning. He stayed there all day, in the shade of an umbrella, reading piles of books or talking to the grown-ups. He didn't even have to get up to go to the bathroom because he had some kind of bag attached to his kidneys, I think. The holiday was turning out to be a disaster. Mum wasn't happy for me to go very far on my own, and Axel couldn't come anywhere with me. I read all the books I'd brought with me in the first 3 days. Axel offered to read me some of his poetry. "I think he was trying to flirt with me," I told Emma when I called her that night. "Oh, yuck," said Emma. "That really is gross." I began to think I might have been better off in Saudi. On the fourth day, I rebelled. I told Mum that I wasn't going to the beach that day. I was going to stay in the villa, on my own. "You can't stay on your own all day," she replied. "I'm 14, I reminded her. I still think of you as 13¾. I can't leave you here by yourself.
I'll stay with her, said Axel.
An excellent idea, said Ollie. He whispered something in my mother's ears that made her giggle and agree. So now I was stuck in the villa with the crib.
You don't like me, do you?
Said Axel, when Mum and Ollie had gone.
Of course I like you, I snorted back. Then why won't you look at me?
He asked.
Perhaps it's because you fancy me. That's usually why a girl won't look at a guy.
Oh, dream on, I said.
You're a cripple.
I regretted that immediately.
You know, it's just my legs that don't work, said Axel. Everything in here is perfectly functional.
He tapped his head.
And here.
He tapped his heart.